我们感谢耶利教会陈诗班为我们献唱这么样一个庄严又崇高意境的诗歌。
Thank God that the Garden Grove Choir has presented the hymn so beautifully, with grandeur.
让我们表达一种对至高的神造物主的一种崇拜。
It is a form of worship to our Creator and our Lord.
那我们今天要来分享另一个主题，就是真正的自由。
Tonight we want to study another topic, which is true freedom.
在小弟在这奉耶稣名来开始来证道。
In Jesus' name, I testify for the Lord.
主耶稣他在世界上传道的时候，他宣告了很多大好的信息。
When the Lord was on this earth preaching the good news, he spoke of many good messages.
他要带给世人许多更丰盛的生命跟礼物。
He brought to the people of this earth more abundant gifts.
那昨天我们有分享真正的自由，真正的平安。
Yes, last night we shared about true peace.
我们人也许活在世上，并没有真正的在享受这样的福利。
And perhaps as the people living in this world, we do not are not able to enjoy this kind of peace.
但是主耶稣说，如果能够相信他，在他里面就有平安。
But Jesus says, if we believe in him, in him we will find peace.
因为我们可以胜过世界的苦难。
For we will overcome the tribulations of this world.
我们可以脱离这个世界的黑暗。
And we can depart from the darkness of this world.
我们可以从耶稣那里与天上的神和好。
And through Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled to God.
耶稣又宣告他还有宣告其他许多美好的信息。
Lord Jesus also spoke of other good messages.
今晚我们再来分享一样，就是真正的自由。
And tonight, the one we will study is true freedom.
我们来看圣经约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the scripture in John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章三十二节。
John 8 verse 32.
八章三十二节。
John 8 verse
32。三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
在这里主耶稣他讲到一个自由。
Here the Lord speaks of a freedom.
是跟真理有关系的。
And it's related to the truth.
所以他跟这些犹太人说，你们一定会晓得真理，因为他们都知道圣经上的话。
So he told the Jews that they shall know the truth because they already know the words of the Bible.
他说这样的圣经上的话就是神的话，这样的真理可以让你们得到自由。
And the words in the scriptures or the truth will make you free.
那么为什么自由和真理有关系呢？
How is freedom related to the truth?
我们知道这个自由它会真正的自由应该要具备几样的条件，应该三样重要的条件。
True freedom comes equipped with three conditions.
第一个就是有选择的权利。
Three requirements. One is to have the power to make choices.
第二个就是在一定的这个规范里面。
And the second, it is within a certain boundary.
第三个，它就是要有好的结果。
And third is that it will have a good result.
所以这三样条件如果都具备了，人就能够享受真正的自由。
So if it meets these three conditions, then we will be able to enjoy the true freedom.
那在我们的认知上，我们认为自由就是在现。比较着重在第一样，就是有选择的权利。
And to our understanding, we tend to focus on true freedom as one where we have the power to make choices for ourselves.
我们可以选择要住在哪里。
We can choose where we want to live.
我们可以选择要穿什么衣服。
We can choose what to wear.
我们可以选择自己的配偶。
We can choose our own spouse.
我们可以选择去哪一个国家。
We can choose which country to go to.
都是我们决定。
It's all up to us.
这就是一种自由的最可贵的地方。
This is one of the values of freedom.
所以美国就是成为自由民主国家的一个先驱。
And so America was one of the first countries that was truly free.
因为它始终贯彻着自由的精神。
Because in it, it instilled the spirit of freedom and liberty.
借着民主政治把它表达出来。
And through the democratic government, they were able to manifest this freedom.
所以我们每个人可以表达自己的意见。
So each of us as citizens can voice our own opinions.
那你的意见就是你的选择。
And your opinions are your choices.
啊，所以说在这样一个美好的国家真的是非常幸福。
So it is indeed a blessing to be in such a good country.
但是是不是有选择权就是有真正的自由呢？
But it's the power to choose the true definition of freedom.
如果我们现在要进一步去思考你的选择标准在哪里的时候，
If we want to take this a step further and see where the standard of our decision making lies in,
因为你在做一件选择的时候，你一定会思想很多的，你考虑的原因一定有你想法。
Before we make a choice or a decision, we will take into account many considerations.
也许每个人他的想法是不一样的。
Perhaps each person has his or her own thoughts.
所以他做的决定就不一样。
So his or her decision will be different.
那么到底选择的标准是在哪里？
So what is the standard for our decision making?
那么在我们人通常有三种程度对自由的一种选择的对我们自己选择一种标准有三种程度。
We typically have three levels of decision making.
第一种就是以自己为的需要来当作选择的标准。
The first is that we make our decisions based on our own needs.
我们觉得我们要什么我们就选择什么。
If we feel that we want or desire something, we will choose that.
这种选择是最基层的。
This is a very fundamental choice.
那当我们在这个社会上，我们有一个法律的规范的时候
，And in this society, when we're bounded by the laws of the land,
你为了避免触犯法律惹来更多的麻烦，所以法律的规范变成你选择的一个考虑。
In order to avoid troubles by through breaking the law, the laws become our consideration before we make our choices.
但是这个程度的并不考虑到道德良心的问题。
But this level of decision making doesn't take into consideration morals and ethics.
所以只要我不触犯法律，我不被人家判罪不会得罪，不会伤害别人的话，那我就可以做我想要做的事情。
So we typically reason to ourselves, as long as I don't break the law, what I do is within the law, and I don't hurt anyone, then I can make this choice.
那到第三个程度呢？就会考虑到良心的问题。
When we approach a third level, we will take into consideration our conscience.
你也许觉得说做某些事情虽然不违法，但是你良心会不安。
Although some of the things we do may not break the law, but it goes against our conscience.
所以你也不会做这样的选择。
So we won't make that choice.
在这个最近台湾这个有一位副总统候选人，他就是。有这样的一个有新闻媒体把它爆出来。
And recently, Taiwan, a vice presidential candidate, was reported on in the news.
他因为他用农地盖豪宅，盖别墅。
They took the farmland and built mansions and big houses on it.
因为在台湾的土地很少。
Because of the scarce land in Taiwan.
所以我们不可能盖像美国这么大房 大宅大院的房子。
So compared to the houses in America, it wasn't all that big.
所以我来这里，我看到我们这边房子每一间都很大很漂亮，好像豪宅一样。
When I look at the houses here, every house, even the smallest one, seems like a mansion to me.
那我在伯恩教会的时候我看到对面那区房子，我说这个房子一定是有钱人在住的。陈传道说不是，那个不是很好的房子。
And when I was in Baldwin Park, I looked across the street and I commented to the pastor that these houses, rich people must live in these houses. But Pastor Chen told me no, that's actually not a good neighborhood.
他带我去看一间更大的房子，说这是比较好的。
And then he took me to see a even bigger house, and he told me this is a good house.
那这个是我们的这个生活环境不一样。
And because our living conditions are different.
所以我觉得那个是很豪华的房子，但是在这里可能只是一个普通的房子。
So what I thought to be a luxurious house, here it may not seem that way.
所以在台湾我们有很多人就是买农地然后盖别墅就可以盖得比较大间。
And so a lot of people in Taiwan, they take farmland and build larger houses on top of it.
那这位副总统候选人他也是这样做，结果就被媒体把他爆出来。
This vice presidential candidate also did in this way, and so it was publicized in the news.
所以政府就要课征啊这个地价税。
And so the government needed to tax them.
啊，那这位副总统候选人他说他要以最高的道德标准来做规范，所以他会给选民一个交代。
The vice presidential candidate says that he will use the highest standard to give an answer to the citizens.
他这样的说法就是说，在法律之外啊，他觉得他自己要做的比这个更加的，更加要求自己。
What he means is that he demands more of himself outside of the law.
啊，所以很多人虽然都这么做，但是他觉得啊，他可以用更高的标准来啊，来要求自己。
Although many people were doing similar things, he demanded more of himself.
啊，我们看到这里为止呢，我们都从不同程度来看到人对于选择的那种标准是不一样的。
From here, we see that people have different standards in making their choices and decisions.
但是我们如果再进一步的想
，But if we take this a step further,
哦，每个人的道德标准到底又在哪里呢？
What standard is our morals?
啊，如果这个世界上有一位真正的神的存在
，If there was a true living God existing in this world,
那我想应该真正的道德标准就是所谓的真理，就是应该是从神那里才能够知道的。
Then I think the standard for morals and ethics would lie in the truth which is given to us by God.
所以人虽然考虑自己的良心，但是呢，人不一定会去思想天上的神的。他的标准在哪里
？Although people may consider their own conscience, they may not heed standard of God.
其实我们人啊是没有办法将神来把他置之度外。我们不能把神考虑在外啊，排除在外。
But as people, we should not place God aside.
因为我们人其实都活在啊神的规范里面。
Because we are all living within God's bounds.
我们的自由的选择也是应该是在那样的规范里面
Our free choices should come within that boundary
而不是是自己的喜好
And not according to our own pleasures
不只是法律的规定
Or the laws of the land
或者自己的良心
Or our own conscience
是不是有真正的绝对的标准呢
But is there this absolute and true standard
啊，如果有绝对的标准那就是所谓的真理
If there is this absolute standard, then we term this as truth.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们啊，真理会叫你们得到自由。
That is why Lord Jesus said, "The truth will make you free."
因为真理，人在真理里面所做的选择才是啊正确的。
Because the decisions that we make in the truth are the correct ones.
人没有办法将神的啊存在，把人不能把神当作不存在的。
People cannot regard God as non-existent.
因为我们每天都活在他的规范里面。
Because every day we live within his boundaries.
啊，那在这个啊，这个比如说飞鸟，它在天空飞翔，很自由自在。
Take for instance a bird that's flying high and free in the sky.
那这就是它的造主给它的规范。
This is the boundary that the Creator has made for it.
它要在天空可以自由自在的。
That the bird is allowed to move freely about in the air.
你把它放到水里，它就失去自由，它就不能动。
If you place it in the water, it will lose its freedom. It will not be able to move around.
啊，同样的，鱼在水中悠游自在，但是你把它捞上来，它就会啊死亡。
Likewise, a fish swims freely in the waters, but if you put it up on dry land, it will die.
因为他们的神给他们的规范是不一样的。
Because God's boundaries for these animals are different.
神造万物都有他的道理。
God has his reasoning behind his creation.
他有他生存之道。
He has the laws of life.
他必须在这样的规范里面，他才能够活得自在。
And so they can only live freely about within those boundaries.
所以这就像圣经上所说的。
This is just as recorded in the scriptures.
我们看罗马书第一章十九节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
罗马书第一章十九节。
Romans 1 verse 19.
十九节，神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里， 因为神已经给他们显明二十节
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 19, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
人当作神不存在，那是自己欺骗自己。
People lie to themselves when they say that God is non-existent.
因为这里说借着所造万物，借着 所造的这个万物就可以让我们可以知道。
For here it says that we can see from the creation that God exists.
我们看我们的生存的世界就是这么样的，有它的一个道理。
If we look at the world around us that we live in, it has its laws.
那个都是有一种规范在引导着它在一直发展。
There are these physical laws and these boundaries that allow it to sustain itself.
即使是最简单的微单细胞的生物，
Even a single cell organism.
啊，它也很难，它那种生命复杂的程度也很难借着科学家所说的一阵乱碰撞就能够碰撞出来的。
The complexity of this single cell cannot come about by what scientists call a big bang.
啊，光是碳的形成就是非常啊，这个非常非常困难、非常稀有的一件事情，碳稀。
Oh, even the formation of carbon is complex.
啊，这种元素、这种原子是今天我们世界所有几乎物质哈，这个一切成型的一个基础。
And these carbon atoms are basic building blocks in this world.
更何况要从这个无机物进到有机物啊，那个中间差别实在太大。
And these non-organic and inorganic world is also very different.
所以我们这个在这个1992年啊，美国《时代》杂志它的封面这么讲。
In 1992, U.S. Times magazine has an article that says.
它一个标题说科学对神怎么说
？Has an article titled "What Does Science Say to God?"
因为他们发现很多东西是超乎人的科学所能够理解的。
For they found that many things in this world, many of the phenomenons, exceed what science can explain.
他们虽然啊说这个宇宙是自然形成，生物是生命是自然形成，但是他们发现越来越没有自信。
Although they claim that life came about naturally, they grow more and more inconfident about that statement.
那个如果说生命是自然形成的
，If life were to come naturally,
啊，那个这个有人就做这样比喻
，A person would make this analogy.
这好像你相信说你相信生命是自然形成的，就好像你相信一阵龙卷风吹过资源回收厂，然后就撞出一台波音747摆在那里。
This is if you say that life comes about naturally, then it is analogous to saying that if a tornado hits some piece of land, out would come a big aircraft.
哎，这波音747这么精密的这个飞机
，such a complex aircraft as the Boeing 747.
它里面零件要经过精密的设计、精密的组装才能够成型，才能飞。
There are many wires and many subsystems inside that plane that needs to be put together in order for it to operate.
哦，有时候一点小小的错误，甚至会造成这个酿成这个空难的灾难。
Sometimes even a small mistake here can be devastating for the plane in flight.
这么精密的东西，你说它龙卷风就撞，偶然之间就撞出来了吗？你如果人家这样跟你讲，你一定说它是头壳是坏的，它是疯了。
Such an intricate object made with so many subsystems, if you can say that it comes about from a tornado hitting a land and putting all the pieces together, people will think that you're crazy.
因为今天科学家发现生命的精密程度，那奥秘程度远比波音747啊，不知道精密几千万倍。
Because today the scientists have discovered that life is even more, many thousand times more complex than a Boeing 747 aircraft.
哦，那个，所以不可同日而语，它怎么，你怎么会相信生命是自然形成的呢？
So if you don't believe that a plane would come out of the tornado putting pieces together, why would you think that life would come about out of nothing?
科学家发现这个一切的生命都是由简单一直往复杂的这个程度啊，一直在发展中啊。
Scientists found that life comes from simple building blocks into more and more complex organisms.
而且那个那好像有一个力量，一种设计的规范在叫它要这样子前进。
Seems that there's some kind of force or some kind of a boundary that is pushing these things forward.
像我们现在都啊，我们现在科学家都研究这个啊基因工程。
Today, scientists are studying genes.
啊，这个发现的这基因真的很奥秘啊。
And they discovered that the genes are very profound.
啊，它只有四个字母啊，就形成了啊这种这么复杂的不同每一个人都独特的生命。
And there's only four types of genes, and yet they can form a multitude of different organisms.
啊，那个基因的组合的这个种类啊，大概有六百亿种啊。
And there are more than six billion types of combinations that can be made with these genes.
哦，所以他们发现说这个在它形成在我们人的生命从一个单细胞开始一直不断的变成我们今天这个成人啊。
So from our single cell organism until forming a complex human being as we are today.
他们没有办法理解为什么这一团细胞哈，刚开始是一个细胞，然后一直变成一团。它为什么会变成人形呢
？They're unable to understand how one cell could become a group of cells and finally form into a human being.
后来他们发现到啊，原来我们的那个细胞里面，它会制造一种蛋白质，叫做这个，它是好像这制造身体的这个指挥官一样。
And they found that these cells produce a kind of a protein.That directs them where to go.
有一个总指挥官，下面有好几个指挥官。
There was one general or a leader that coordinates the other cells.
他命令这一团细胞哪一些要去哪里，哪些要到什么部位，心脏要在这个地方，然后手要在那里，他都会指挥的好好的。
It would direct the other cells where to go, whether to go towards to form a heart or other organs.
所以你心脏不会跑到外面来，你的肺不会跑到。下面去
so that's why our hearts won't be developed outside of our bodies, and our lungs won't be outside as well.
哦，这种指挥官他命令我们的手长出来之后，然后在命令中间这个地方自杀，细胞自杀就变成手形状出来。
And this kind of coordination allows our fingers to grow, and the rest of the cells from within the fingers to disappear.
所以当中有一个指令出错，人就会产生畸形的状态。
And so if some mutation comes about, then we will see abnormalities.
啊，然后骨头有骨头细胞，血液血液细胞，肌肉肌肉细胞，皮有皮的细胞，毛发都不一样。
And every
神经有神经的细胞。
And bones, hair, flesh, they all in blood, they all have their own cells.
哎，都是一样的，都是细胞，但是却有不同的这种功用跟形状。
And they're all cells, but yet they have different functionalities.
而且同样的，在一个人里面，他的不同的细胞，他的 DNA 都完全一样。
Even though there are different cells, but yet its DNA is the same.
所以这个让科学家觉得很神奇，好像有一个这个指挥官，他到底是怎么那么神奇？他命令你做这做，那啊就成一个人出来。
And so scientists find that this is very profound that these some of these cells can direct other cells how to form themselves.
这个命令这个规定为什么会生效？为什么细胞会照做呢？很奇异哈，很神奇。
Why are these cells able to do such great things?
哦，这个啊，在讲到另一个神奇的地方。
If we were talked about another kind of profound thing.
我们人的所有的血管加微血管，如果全部把它连接起来，可以绕地球两圈。
If we put together all of our blood vessels, we can encircle the world twice.
你觉得这已经很神奇了。
We may think that this is already very profound.
那你知道我们有六十兆个细胞，每一个人有六十兆个细胞。
We know that there are countless cells in our bodies.
那每一个细胞里面的那个 DNA 的长度大概是一米八。 一公尺八。
And the cell, the strain of DNA within each cell could be 1.8 meters.
就像这位弟兄这么高吧。
About 1.8 meters.
也许他更高一点。那么六十兆再乘以一点八米，你看看有多长。
And if you multiply these millions or billions of cells in our body by 1.8 meters, you can imagine how long that would be.
这个我有给他算过哈，人家有给他算过，科学家算过说，所有的长度总和加起来哈，可以来回地球跟太阳哈，大概三百六十次。
People have calculated that if they were to combine all the to form this into the line to put them together, it would go to from Earth to the Sun and back, go to the Earth from the Earth to the Sun 360 times.
地球离太阳是一亿五千万公里。
And Earth is millions of kilometers away from the Sun.
然后如果照我来美国坐飞机的那种速度的话，我到太阳大概要飞十七年。
And if it were going at the speed of how I came from Taiwan to the States, I would have to fly 17 years.
那它这样这么长的一个距离，它可以来回三百六十次。
And so even in such a great distance, it could stretch 360 times.
有时候真的我没有办法想象。
Sometimes it's hard to imagine.
神造的这个人真的是比什么东西都还要精密。
And God has created such intricate and such complex organisms in human beings.
那这一切的规律都存在，都有一个规律在引导着他，照着这规则在走。
And there are laws that allow these physical laws that allow these things to do what they do.
那我想如果硬体是这样的话，软体也是这样。
I think that if the physical or the hardware obeys these laws, then the software would also.
硬体就是我们的肉体跟生活的环境。
What I refer to hardware is our physical bodies and our physical environment.
软体就是我们的道德规范。
And software would be our morals and our ethics.
神造万物，不只是造硬体，也造软体。
God created everything, not only the hardware but the software.
所以这样的规则存在我们的物质界，也存在我们的心里面。
So these kinds of laws reside in our physical world, as well as in the invisible world.
所以真理就是这样子，它无所不在。
This is like the truth; it is omnipresent.
也在我们的这个自由的选择的规范里面。
And it is also within the boundaries of our freedom of choice.
所以你要知道规范在哪里吗？
So do you want to find out where that boundary is?
你就要去认识天上的神。
Then you must come to know the true God.
你就要去了解他所说的话，在这本圣经里面。
Then we must come to understand His words in the Scripture.
当你认识他，你了解他的心意。
When we come to know Him and we understand His will,
你活在他的给我们的生命的规范里面。
Then we will continue living within His natural laws.
就像鸟飞在空中一样，你就自由了。
Just like a bird in the sky, we will have this kind of freedom.
我们可以真正享受一种这种自由的人生。
We can truly enjoy this kind of free life.
我们不至于心中有痛苦，有黑暗。
And we will not be bounded by the darkness of sin in our heart.
因为你已经知道真正的真理在哪里。
For you already know where the truth lies.
再来真正的自由就是要有好的结果。
And following this, true freedom has a good ending or good result.
我们中文用出轨这两个字来表示这是不好的事。出轨就是火车离开火车轨。
In Chinese, we say that if a train goes off the tracks, this is not a good thing.
也是代表一种意外。
Going off the tracks is a kind of represents an accident.
特别是指着婚姻的意外，婚姻。
Especially if it comes to marriage.
火车出轨了，这是不好的事情。
For a train to go off its track, this is not a good thing.
在圣经上面有这样子告诉我们。
In the Bible, it tells us.
箴言第四章十一节。
In Proverbs.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs 4.
箴言第四章十一节。
Proverbs 4 verse 11.
十一节，我已指教你走智慧的道，引导你行正直的路。十三节
，verse 13，
你行走脚步必不致狭窄，你奔跑也不致跌倒。十三节
，verse 13，
要持定训诲，不可放松，必当谨守，因为它是你的生命。好，请念。
Verse 11, I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her.She is your life.
我们在这里用一个比喻来看。
Here we use an analogy to see this.
他这里说到天上的神给我们两样东西。
It says the God of heaven gives us two things.
指教我们走智慧的道和正直的路。
He teaches us in the way of wisdom, and he leads us in the right path.
这个智慧的道和正直的路，我们把比喻做铁轨的那两只一样。
We can liken the way of wisdom and the right path to the tracks in a railroad track.
智慧带给我们创意。
Wisdom brings us creativity.
正直带给我们规范。
And the right paths give us a boundary.
所以人就是在这两样当中在生存。
And so people live within these two things.
我们有创意，我们也在规范当中。
We have creativity within a certain bounds.
我们在一定的规范里面发挥我们的创意。
And within these bounds, we will be able to be creative.
我们的 DNA 的这个突变也是一样，它也是这样的原理。
And our DNA is also a map in this way.
它碰到环境变化，它就产生突变。
When it encounters a change in environment, it will also adapt.
但它同时也把它的遗传的字母一字不漏的传给下一代。
But it will continue also passing down its genetic code to the next generation.
所以生命真的很奥秘。
So life is indeed mysterious and profound.
我们发现神的真理真的无所不在。
We find that God's truth is all ever present.
造物主给我们的真理是跟我们这么密切的相关。
The truth that the Creator gives us has so closely related to us.
跟我们的生命息息相关。
Is so closely related to the way we live.
所以在这里说，你要持定这样的训诲。
Here it says that you shall take firm hold of this instruction.
你不可以放松，要紧守住。
Do not let go, keep her.
因为她就是你的生命。
For she is your life.
人在智慧的道和正直的路上就可以保全他的生命。
People can preserve their life in the way of wisdom and in the right paths.
这就是好的结果。
This is the good ending.
人能够认识神的真理。
The people come to know God's truth.
就是认识天上的神。
Then they will know the true God in heaven.
这个世界上有哪一个神说他就是真理呢？
Which God in this world claims that they are the truth?
只有圣经上主耶稣说我就是真理。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible, he says, I am the truth.
如果有一个人说他就是真理的话，那这个人就是那个独裁者，那个恶人啊。
If a person claims to be the truth, then he is the wicked one.
他觉得他什么他就是王，他就是可以无法无天了。
For he feels that he is the king and he can be without any kind of constraint.
以前在一间监狱里面就有一个这个典狱长就是这样跟犯人说的，说我在这个地方我就是真理。
In the prison, there was a prison officer that told the inmates that.He is the truth.
违背我的通通要死掉。
And anyone that goes against him shall be put to death.
我们说这种人是愚昧的人，是凶恶的人。
And we say that this is a very foolish and a very wicked person.
但是天上的神说他就是真理。
The God in heaven says that he is the truth.
他却是要保全我们的生命。
And he will preserve our life.
他却是要让我们去发挥更大的生命的这个空间。
And he will allow us to express our life and our creativity in this world.
一个人在真理里面，他就有好的结果。
If a person lives in the truth, he or she will have a good ending.
违背了真理，他的结果就不会，他就会有收到不好的，他就会得到那个不好的结果。
But if they go against the truth, they will not encounter such a good ending.
就好像车子有刹车一样。
Just like a car has brakes.
这个刹车就是一种就是。 就可以保全这车子的安全。
The brakes can maintain the safety of the vehicle.
亚历山大他曾经讲过一句话。
Alexander the Great once said,
因为我先懂得征服自己。
Because I know how to conquer myself.
所以我才能够征服这个世界。
That is how I can conquer the world.
这就是我觉得他这一句话里面就是他的体验。
I think those words that he spoke of comes from his own experiences.
一个人他了解真理，
if a person comes to know the truth,
就如同他有了车子有了刹车一样，
it is like a car having its brakes.
他可以随心所欲的在路上奔驰，
it can move about freely on the road.
如果一部车刹车坏了，我们连开都不敢开出去。
But if the brakes are malfunctioning in the car, we would dare not take it out for a ride.
但是这台车子是刹车是好的，我们可以很放心的开。
But the brakes are good in the car, we can rest assured and drive freely.
这叫做真正的自由。
This is what we consider true freedom.
因为我们可以脱离这个罪的辖制。
For we can escape from the bondage of sin.
碰到罪恶的事，我们可以踩刹车。
When we encounter sinful things, we can step on the brakes.
因为罪恶事会让我们引入更不好的结局。
Because these sinful things will lead us into a bad ending.
但是世人他不了解真理，他不一定能够停得住。
But the people of this world, they do not, who do not understand the truth, they may not have the brakes to apply.
他觉得可以做，他就去做。
For they do whatever they feel is right.
但如果你认识真理的话，
But if we understand the truth,
你就能够来停止自己走向这个邪恶的道路。
We would be able to apply the brakes and stop ourselves from continuing in the path of sin.
所以这就是一种真正的自由。
So this is the kind of true freedom.
让我们有能够有得，让我们的生命能够有尊严。
That our life can have honor.
我们能够学习在我们生命中不断的学习，在神的真理里面学习，越像天上的神一样。
That we can continue to learn in our lives to be like God.
因为我们生命的 DNA 就是从神来的。
Because the DNA of our lives comes from our Creator.
包括这个肉体的 DNA 和灵魂的 DNA。
Including our physical DNA as well as our spiritual DNA.
我们的灵命里面有一种 DNA， 就是神的法则。
Our spiritual life has a DNA that is God's laws and His ordinances.
我们就是在这样法则里面发挥我们的自由，享受我们的自由。
And within these laws and these statutes, we are able to be free.
这个 DNA 就是真理。
And this DNA is the truth.
能够让我们得到真正的自由。
Let us have true freedom.
愿我们都能够一同来追求这样的真理。
We hope that we can all pursue this kind of freedom.
一同来认识天上的真神。
To come to know the true God.
让我们的生命有更大的自由。
So that our lives can be filled with a greater freedom.
能够追求更完美的人生。
And we can pursue an even more perfect and complete life.
我们的正道到这边。
This concludes a message for this evening.
我们最后一起来唱诗。